Hey you, welcome to Build the Damn Thing, a place where myself, Tiffany Largy, and our amazing Do the Damn Thing coaches show you how to use your story to build it all. Whether it's your first six figures, your next layer of multiple six figures, or maybe you're on your way to a million. And if it's not that, it's the life of your dreams, where you are free, you are strong, and you are whole. First, we're going to show you how to use your story to build a strong foundation. And then next, we're going to show you how to use your story in sales and marketing to clean up the cracks. And last but not least, we're going to show you how to use your story to gather people. Because the truth of the matter is that there's nothing stronger than being connected to people who just understand you as you are, where you are, so you can stop explaining yourself. I want to remind you that now that you're here, you are home, and I officially welcome you to our family. All right, let's get started. You ready? All things money. Earlier today, I walked through money on your personal side infiltrating into your business. Now I'm going to I'm going to get to your business game infiltrating into your life. And I have this sheet that I took from one of our programs that I thought would be a great visual aid for us. And feel free to take a screenshot or to take a picture, whatever it might be. And you can draw this wherever you are. Now, this is what we use inside of DTDTU. And the reason why is because we think that money is some complicated, or making money in our business is a complicated, we need to have all the things kind of a journey. And it's not. Keep making money simple. Keep the process simple. Keep the flow simple and keep it consistent. I'm going to walk through the mechanics of what you need to have in place right now. The stronger you are in each of these categories, the easier it is for your money to flow. Think of us like pouring Drano on the top of this thing, okay? And we both know that we need to pour Drano on the top so that things flow easier. The easier the flow, the happier we are. The happier we are, the better our sales conversations are. The better we show up on stage, the better we show up with whatever it is. Now, up here, there's paid and then there's organic. I'm going to tell you, having spent thousands of dollars in both places, I'm not going to say that paid traffic doesn't have a place. But I feel like everybody, tell me if you agree or disagree with me, post a pandemic, everybody's like desensitized to ads and falseness and fraudulousness and made up things and inflated and all of that. And so I know that our organic pull, reach, play, dive in, what we're doing organically is working and is delicious and it still allows us to sell all tickets, right? I would say low, medium, and high, but we really don't sell too much low ticket outside of tickets for an event or an experience. I want you to think of us today. We're going to fill in the blank really, really quickly. And during our money series, because this is the entire money series, all things money, I want you to plug and play what your things or items are. And I'm going to break down what a perfect lean in would be. What would a perfect low dollar item would be? Those are the things I'm going to get to. And my goal is that you build it inside of 10 minutes, that each one of these are no longer than 10 minutes. You can hunker away, get it done, and out you go. Now, the very first part of this is activity. I'm gonna tell you, you can do a bunch of free activity, and everyone thinks that social media, like posting on social media, is the free activity. I don't know that it is for me. I'm gonna tell you what I would do if I was like, I gotta make at least $10,000 more over the next, 90 days every single month. And this particular series is for the person who's under about $200,000, $250,000, and in revenue, not in income. If you're a person listening and you're like, I'm way above that Mount Tiffany, but I definitely need to figure out how do I scale this thing, I have another series coming just for you later this summer. Now, for the person who's under $250,000, think of this, us filling the top of this. In order for us to get dollars down here, we have to get people to lean in. We think so often that it is having a great offer. And if we have a great offer, that people are going to just run and throw their bras at you. That is not what is happening. Not even close. What is happening is that you have really good offers. You're not having enough conversations. And so therefore, when it gets down to here, people are like, I don't really know what to do because I talked to two people and two people said, no, well, two people is not enough. The industry standard is still that one out of 20 people turn into a lead and one out of those five turn into an actual sale, which means you've got to have like 20 conversations before you're actually making a dollar. Now, for people who are more seasoned, you're doing events, something like that, that number changes for sure. But I want to transparently say that you definitely need a handful of people. Now, how do we get these people? Whether you're selling one-to-one or one-to-many, this is still the play. This could be an event registration here and you're making an offer, or this could be that you're booking phone calls and you're making an offer. Now, in my brick and mortar business, because right now I'm standing in the studio and we have a brick and mortar business. There are people in all different types of offices clicking away, doing things, okay? It doesn't change the fact if you're working out of your third bedroom or if you're in a brick and mortar. If you're in a brick and mortar and you're doing under 250, that's a different question, right? Because you have overhead and that means that things are even tougher for you and you really got to get to understanding this. You got to put something up here and it's got to be done daily, weekly, monthly. The end. Daily, weekly, monthly. Social media is your daily goal, is your daily thing. So let's write some up here. Let me write them real quick. So I'm going to start with email. So emailing is a daily. I'm going to put here, when should you do that thing? Email your list. Reaching out to people and emailing your list are something you should do daily. And at a minimum, 5 days a week. And I say at a minimum. For me, it's 5 days a week because you think that that person has seen it and they really haven't seen it. But Tiffany, what if I overwhelm them? Then if you're sending really great things, like, man, there are some people, let me tell you, there are some people who send me amazing things and I never want to delete it. But more than that, if Target was always sending me a 30% off coupon, do you think I'd unsubscribe from their list? No, I would not. Think of yourself in that bucket. Emailing three, maybe as the minimum, but multiple times a week is the name of the game. What do you email? Email all the things. You can email things you're seeing, things you're learning, things you're experiencing. And if not, you have tools like ChatGPT right now who can write a whole email for you. You just simply tweak it and out and off and away it goes. There's kind of no excuses at this point. I prefer that you take one day a week. One day a week and write the week's emails. My goal is one day a month. That's what I'm working on right now. One day a month to get them all out and get them scheduled. Okay. The second thing you've got to have in place for sure is you need to have a voice. Like, what are you emailing? This should have gone first, but you need to have some form of content being created. You need content. Let me tell you what my favorite content is. It is podcasting. You either need to be a guest or you need to be the one guesting, asking someone to be, or just doing it by yourself. Podcasting is the only platform, the only type of content that you can create where you are equal to anybody else in the industry that you respect. It is the easiest to create. And if you're like, I can't do it on my own, Tiffany, there's no way, then come into the studio and record with us. Like, I know that if it wasn't for podcasting allowing me to create high level, high quality, consistent content over the last couple of months, I'm not sure what would have happened while I had to go back into building something new. I don't have time to be on Facebook and Instagram. It's not that it's beneath me, but I literally don't physically have time. The other part of it is that if I do create something, I do want it to be high quality for the most part in our world right now. And creating something subpar does not really interest me. Podcasting allows me to do that. Now, what I've done recently that I haven't really done in the last 5 years was turning on a camera anytime I'm being interviewed. So now we have like oodles and caboodles of content to go forever. And I don't really have to ever sit and go, here are the five trends that are happening in your da 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 da. Not that it doesn't work. And if there was a platform that I would do that, I'll tell you in a moment. So content, podcasting. The second here is, so I said podcasting and I said email. If I were going to create one more, it would be, oh, this is so hard because I really want to say, no way. Really? Whoa, we've only been here 10 minutes? Okay. It would be social media, and it would be in this aspect. It would be Facebook business. Someone asked me, that would be number two. YouTube shorts would be number one. Hard because TikTok would also be number one. I don't even know if I spelled TikTok right. I think I have a C in there. I don't think there's a C in TikTok. I don't think there is one. Okay, so TikTok. TikTok is also fighting for number one. And I would create 60-second reels only. And then I would write on LinkedIn one time a week. And now with ChatGPT, you can write a whole article in 2 seconds. LinkedIn one time a week. That's it. And I would write it on Sunday. This would be my entire social media strategy. Now, podcasting, you should social media 4 reels a day. So I know someone's going to ask me, I would say 4 pieces of content per platform a day. Why? Because I'm looking for each person to get about 1,000 views a day. That's really where my strategy comes from. And I know that no matter what, or good or bad day, even though we have some assets that have thousands and thousands of views, I know if we put out the worst thing in the middle of the night, it's still going to get 250 views. And my goal is to make sure 1,000 people see us at this season a day, right? Even on things we don't know, they're not making sense. That's where that 4 comes from. 4 times 250. All right. This is where this comes in. And I would not create anything on the fly. I would batch record it. I have a tool. I'm going to make a list of the tools that we use, but I would batch record it. So TikTok allows for you to batch record and allows you to save as a draft. Instagram also allows for you to save as a draft. Now, Facebook doesn't allow you to save as a draft, but you technically could post via a tool and draft it inside of the tool. YouTube also does not do a draft, but now there are so many native plugins that allow you to save it as a draft in the tool. And if you're like, Tiffany, what, where, who, and how, please go ahead and ask me here, wherever you're seeing this, and I'll be more than happy to make sure we get you an answer. Last but not least, I would go to all of my LinkedIn contacts. I would go to LinkedIn and my phone book. And I would say, hey, John, how you doing? I'm feeling disconnected from the world right now. I'm feeling disconnected from our clients. I can't believe it's halfway through the year. Start some way like that. And like, I just want to talk. I just want to see how you're doing. I want to see if there's anything I can help you with, find out what you're working on. But one of my initiatives is to talk to 100 people during the summer while I can, while I'm playing with the kiddos, while I'm doing this, that, and the other, while I'm traveling in Portugal, whatever it might be. And my goal is to talk to 100 people I haven't spoken to yet and to share a moment and to find out what's going on. Get on calendars. You get on calendars and they get on your calendars. I literally would do LinkedIn one by one by one. And if you're like, Tiffany, I need a template for this. For those of you in DTDTU, I'm only pulling out content from our DTDTU. If you're in DTDTU, please make sure you go inside of our community and make sure you ask, where are these templates? We have templates for these. We will get them to you. All right. So we started at the top of this at the hours of 10, 12, or 1, 3, 6, 3, and 6. Okay. So 4 times a day, we're going to break down these pieces And I'm going to go deeper. So later on today, you'll hear a little bit on leaning in, and then I'll start talking about offers. The end.
I hope that episode was amazing for you and you are closer to building the damn thing. I can't wait to hear what your thoughts were, what part you loved, and the action that you're going to go take, because the truth of the matter is that the person who wins is not the person who gets there first. It's the person who takes action first. Now, I've got a gift for you, and it is at www.strappedhustle.com. It is imperative that you run there and you see all types of goodies, starting with the 7 must-haves that you've got to put when telling your story. There is so much deliciousness awaiting for you. I would love nothing more than for you to go ahead and give us a thumbs up and a 5-star review on not just this episode, but this entire series of How Do You Build the Damn Thing. Like always, if there's anything that we can do to make your week, day, or month better, please let us know. And more importantly, I can't wait to see you live. Whether it's at Do the Damn Thing Live or in one of our communities, or maybe you're just hanging out with us on social media. What I know to be true is that I am meant to connect with you somewhere, and I can't wait for that day to happen. And more importantly, I can't wait to see what you built.